Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm laughing in advance at this intro. I already got the giggles. Welcome everyone to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where for nearly a century, the name It's a Thing has been synonymous with precision podcasting. Since the early years when It's a Thing podcasts were saving the lives of American soldiers through today. When you can find our things in art studios, homes, offices, and classrooms across the country, It's a Thing has been the first choice when precision and quality matter. Thanks for joining us.
Saving American soldiers, nearly a century of service. Which arms manufacturer is this, Molly?
So, surprisingly, I need to do some reading about X-Acto knives.
That's not the X-Acto knife.
This is the about page of X-Acto, always on the cutting edge of precision. And by the way, I would just like to say that imagining what was happening with these poor American soldiers is upsetting.
Well,
but I think they just
surgical blades. Once right. I saw surgical blades, I'm like, oh, so, you know, Hawkeye in the MASH unit. Got
right.
it. All right.
Not fine. Battlefield yeah. amputations, which is where I went early on.
Or very, very small close up battles. I will cut you.
Slash, slash, slash.
Yes, there are X-Acto precision knives, X-Acto pencil sharpeners. So
some days you start the show off the rails and you just hope you're going to recover.
Maybe there are rails. We don't know.
Maybe. Never been near them. Don't like them.
Not me starting the show off the rails. That's my first thing. This is a little bit of slogan, lingo, slang. I think it's slang. Is it slang? I don't know. Cause it's a phrase where you say like a thing that you're maybe kind of embarrassed about or sort of like wish you could deny, but it's fairly obvious. An example would be that you're doing this is the example I saw recently. Somebody was doing a vlog and they're glasses started fogging up in the middle of the vlog, and the caption below, you know, the lower third they put was "not me with my glasses fogging up," and it wasn't the first time I'd seen the "not me," but I was like, "Oh, people just use that everywhere." Got it. Okay, that's a thing.
I'm so glad you grabbed this because it is such a thing. It is nomenclature. It is lingo. It's whatever it is, but it is everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's hysterical every time.
And it's. I don't want to stereotype, but it's young folks using it. That's not old people like me. So it's hip.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Right? It's cool. Not me doing the blah, blah, blah.
Not me misusing not me.
I will say that it is old and it has been around.
Yeah.
But I think it really itself, seems to have come up. Yeah.
Yeah. Implementation is newer.
It's just so common now. It's just everywhere. And I think it must have been picked up by more than just the Gen Zs. So I found a fun article about it at indie100.com.
Oh, nice.
Why is everybody saying "not me" at the beginning of a sentence? And they're totally talking about how it's yet another phrase coined by Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you said "not me watching Twilight alone for the third night in a row," that's another way of saying you most certainly did gently weep at the scene of Bella staring out the window for months. And you're low-key ashamed of it.
It's a variation of "I'm not crying, you're crying."
It is.
Yeah. I never realized that until just now.
Great. Me neither. But that's 100% what it is. They just Gen Z'd it.
Yeah.
Which, of course, they did. Uh-huh.
Not me crying.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, not me anything.
Right. So it seems to have started back in like late 2021 as "I'm not crying, you're crying," but then you just did it, "not me." And now it's evolved. as these things do.
In ancient times, 2021, people would say a full long phrase.
But now they just throw it in everywhere. Okay, well, that's really funny because my first thing is more like, yes, me.
So when you do want to admit the thing that you're admitting to.
I guess so. So you know how Instagram recently introduced highlights on stories? Are you familiar with these?
Wait, what? No, I'm not. What are highlights on stories?
Oh, so on highlights, you can make a story that doesn't go away.
Okay.
So you save things and they show up. Exactly. And so if somebody goes to your profile page, they see these little circles.
I have seen those. I had forgotten those were called highlights. Got it.
So those are highlights and they're saved stories, and you could put up to 100 photos in them. And so people are using them for. Yeah. So they're. Right.
Not me not knowing what highlights was.
Not me not knowing what Instagram highlights are. I know, right? This is like this is the Gen Z process every time. First of all, they only use stories. Second, they have highlights now, and they use highlights for things that they want to save, you know, or people will be like, get the full. So first of all, highlights themselves are a really interesting thing. And so, for example, I follow lots of people who have like horses or weird animal stories or whatever. And so they'll be like, if you want to see the story of how I rescued this owl, it's in my highlights.
Got it. I could see.
That's very clever.
I could see a project manager at Instagram launching this, thinking people will use it for trips. Like, here's my trip to Rome highlights. Got it. Okay.
Totally. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and now I want to make one of my trip to the Central Coast because it was so fun. I want it to live on, perfect. And it's all gone. Okay, but the way that people are using them is super interesting, which is that they're creating me highlights. So when you go to someone's profile page, they often, the Gen Zs, like I've only seen this on profiles of people my son is interacting with. They'll have a highlight reel that's just selfies.
Just so because not even video, just like.
It might be some video of themselves, but it's basically.
But it's
like
all selfie videos and stills.
It's
and
an introduction. It's like, here's who I am. Because they don't post any freaking pictures. So if you just went to somebody's blank ass profile page, you'd be like, what's their deal? And so they have a me highlight.
So to it's be not like, here's highlights my deal. Of various things they've done. It's just what they look like.
It's kind of just like who they are and what they look like. And what it's like a bio.
It's like a sizzle
but
reel.
It's a sizzle reel. That's, oh my God, that's exactly what it is. It's a sizzle reel done as a highlight. And this takes so much explaining that this is why the olds will probably not adopt this thing, but this thing is a thing.
Yeah. Highlights. Okay. I'm definitely seeing this. You know
it's
what?
It's so multi-layer.
Let's just look at the old cousins.
Yeah.
My cousins are kind of on the millennial end though. They're in the upper 20s. So
they might not have it then.
They don't always follow the Gen Z, and none of them have posted lately.
Exactly, because they don't post. And if they do post, they use stories. And then they have these me highlights.
Wait. Oh, I have a friend in a circus who has highlights of trapeze, but not a me highlight.
All right. Still close. Yeah. Closer.
Getting there.
Yeah.
What about my friend who's a bodybuilder? No me highlight.
Everybody look up your youngest friend. And see if you have a sizzle reel. Anyway, it's delightful.
That's
total
great.
Thing.
Me highlights.
And now I don't think I can make a highlight. I think you have to like know that you're going to use it and highlight it when you
can't go back, right? Because they're gone.
I don't know if you can go back. Yeah. Oh, annoying.
Well, today I highlighted the way it should be done is my second phrase. Both of my things are phrases today, and I've been
so
seeing
funny.
This one across the age groups. You know, today I ate the way it should be done. Today I visited Singapore the way it should be done. A lot of like, this is what I did today, the way it should be done. And then usually it's a picture that shows you doing something impressive, like having a great drink, sitting on the beach, whatever.
I like, though, I'm excited for it to become self-deprecating. like everything that these kids do. I have not heard this one. I'm so excited about this.
Oh yeah. Keep an eye out for this. Like it's, yeah. it's, I don't think this is a Gen Z thing. This feels more millennial given my experience with it, but you know, today I New Yorked the way it should be done. And then it's a picture of you on a rooftop with a martini or something.
Right. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love it. Well, then I will say today I girl dinnered the way it should be done.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Not me wondering who was at the girl dinner.
No one. It was just me. So there is. So once again, this is a multi-layer thing.
Uh-huh.
Because one, there was the girl dinner trend. And I had this on my list and I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to talk about girl dinners on It's a Thing. Because this TikTok person, star, you know, whatever. What do we even call them anymore? Anyway, this woman, Olivia Marr, a showrunner's assistant, was like, posted a picture of her dinner and it was some pieces of bread and some cheese and some grapes and a glass of wine. And she said, this is my dinner. I call this girl dinner.
Oh, this is not girls' night out dinner. This is, I'm a girl and this is what I'm eating.
I'm home alone
mm-hmm.
and I'm just having stuff from the fridge and it just blew up.
I'm so glad to hear this is a thing because I definitely did this without pictures before social media and called it bachelor tacos.
That's awesome.
Because I always had tortillas. This is when I lived in Austin. And so I would just make tacos with whatever I had. And the reason I'm thinking about this specifically is it was the kind of thing in this girl dinner picture, you know, olives, some leftover cheese.
Totally.
Cornichon cucumbers. Yeah.
Also, obviously shut up the entire world for then being like, no, it's troublesome and da 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 da. And then that immediately happened.
Oh, because we have to shame every eating habit.
Oh, yeah. If you are eating, not eating, eating too much, eating mm-hmm. too little, eating at the wrong time, eating at any time, eating never, you mm-hmm. are doing it wrong and we will have to shame you. And then BuzzFeed will have to write a lengthy article about how it could be a problem. However, we all do girl dinner. When my son is not here, when he goes back to his dad's house and I'm like, okay, it's Wednesday night and I haven't had him for a while. And, but you know, B's been with me for like 5 days and whatever. Then the dinner that I eat is salami, cheese, crackers, some olives, maybe some pistachios, something else that I found in the fridge, and frequently a glass of wine. Not as much anymore. Now it's non-alcoholic wine, but you know what I'm saying? We all do freaking girl dinner. And then
what's wrong with that?
This is level two.
Oh boy, here we go.
Popeyes introduced a girl dinner meal and it's just all sides.
Oh my gosh. Popeyes, you are so genius.
Funny. And I would order, I might get this tonight on DoorDash. Like it's mac and cheese, Cajun fries, uh-huh. mashed potatoes, red beans and rice, coleslaw, and two biscuits.
Sounds wonderful.
It's hysterical. It's perfect. Yeah. It's the perfect dinner. Oh, I love everything about this.
I mean, Popeyes, even if you never sell a ton of these, it didn't cost them anything. Because these are all the sides they already have. And you've captured imaginations around the world.
That's is brilliant. Like genius. This might be one of the best brand capitalizations I think I've ever seen. I'm like, that's so smart. And I want Popeye's girl dinner.
That took a dev, 5 minutes to create a new menu item, right? Yep. Like that's nothing. Oh,
and just be like, amazing. You know, a lot of times we waste these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Not me waiting in bed after ordering the girl dinner.
TechnoMench points out that Boston Market has had the side item sampler for years. They just didn't think to call it girl dinner.
Yeah. It's just the branding.
Yeah. I mean, is incredible.
It is so awesome. So I have been loving the evolution of girl dinner. I feel seen by that initial picture of it with the cheese and the butter and the grapes and the what. I'm just like, yes, you see me. Girl dinner.
Girl dinner. Well done. Good stuff.
Fun. So fun.
Well, let's get to more fun. The fun is not over. Feedback at itsathing.me is where the fun continues when you send us your things. And I don't know who this is from, but they called us Motori. Delulu slash POV. Remember when you mentioned Delulu was a thing and then you followed up with POV and I was like, can confirm, hard confirm. Well, POV, it's so Delulu, it's transitioned to Delulu Lemon, cross-pollinated with POV in the format of an ever thing, the humble reaction video.
Delulu Lemon cross-pollinated with POV in the format of an everything the humble reaction video.
This is from Saray, by the way. Thank you,
Saray TW.
Thank you, Saray TW, for this. Specialty ice. I can also confirm the specialty ice trend. I'd been tracking it for some time when you mentioned it on the show and felt validated when I read Why Are Americans So Obsessed with Ice in the Washington Post at the end of June. But I'm not sure you're aware of how special specialty ice has evolved at the consumer level. This ice is so special that it requires a performance complete with ASMR, mostly because it's a sub thing of organization restock. Next level specialty ice, keyword aesthetic ice, infused ice, flavored ice, specialty ice trays, keyword ice restock ice trays, the need ? For an ice drawer for your ice, keyword ice drawer, fancy schmancy ice trays on Amazon, keyword ice trays, image.png, keyword ice cube, American rapper. Saray says, warning, this evolution is also polarizing as it's giving performative affluence.
My God, this is almost too much. This email's incredible, but I have seen, I'm just going to pick out one thing, the ice drawer, the special drawer for the ice.
Mm-hmm. For the special ice.
And TikTok videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you make multiple kinds of special ice and you always have a fabulous manicure when you do it.
Well, yeah. If you're going to show people, you better.
That's just life. Yeah. That's just life now. If you're going to be performatively affluent, your nails had better reflect it, is all I'm saying. And then, oh my God, so fun. Jose sent in a voicemail on how Barbenheimer is impacting the theaters.
My daughter works at Cinemark. She has had to go into work an hour early for the last 3 days because the 8 a.m. showings have been completely sold out for Barbie and Oppenheimer. She has had lines wrapped all the way around the building. She burned both of her arms because they had to make so much popcorn. They ran out of popcorn. Not like, oh, we have to make more popcorn. No, 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 no. They ran out of popcorn. They ran out of slushies. It has been a nightmare for her. So, yeah, definitely brought back the masses to theaters. Love the show.
Oh, my God. Oh my Jose gosh. Sounds so mad. And I would be too if I were him.
Because as Rich said, they burned his baby girl.
Seriously.
That is not cool. Oh my God, that's insane. Poor darling. Maybe a different summer job is in order.
That Cinemark needs a better manager. Like, you didn't know this was coming? You didn't stock up on a little extra popcorn just in case? That stuff doesn't go bad. Come on.
Who could have predicted, though? Like, even Greta Gerwig did not predict that that Barbie would, by the way, make like three times more than Oppenheimer, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Had a huge premiere.
But a week out, we were all starting to be like, hey, it looks like this Barbenheimer craze is, I'm just saying, if I'm the manager of a theater, I'm going from like, hey, I wonder if it'll be big, to like, I should prepare in case it's big.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And yet, wow.
Yeah.
That is bananas, but also true. Craig has more signs of Barbenheimer things. Hello, Molly, Tom, and Rich. There is another connection between Oppenheimer and Barbie. Helion recently helped popular YouTuber tech ladies Cleo Abrams and Simone Gertz build a plasma fusion reactor in Simone's shop, and the plasma they use for fusion is pink.
Ah,
boom.
Bing. That's genius.
Incredible. Do you say Oppenheimer or Oppenheimer? I've heard both.
I say Oppenheimer.
I do too. And I noticed that Jose said Oppenheimer, and that's not the first time I've heard it. And
No. How do they say it in the movie? I haven't seen it.
I'm not seeing that movie. Yeah. It's like 3 hours long. Forget it. But Barbie is amazing. I am fully radicalized by Barbie.
And then Kevin on shoes, as it should be. Hi, Molly, Tom, and Rich. I'm an episode or two behind, so I apologize if you've already covered these, but on shoes, the shoes that are called On, are definitely a thing. They've been a thing for probably a year or so here, but they've definitely reached peak saturation now. They've completely replaced Hoka as the go-to shoe for middle to upper class moms and dads here in the area of Pittsburgh in which I live.
Well, my goodness, they really are. That is a lot of confirmation. I'm going to have to get these freaking shoes now.
Get the On shoes.
on.
Get
shoes
those shoes on.
Put them on. Put the shoes on. Save us from ourselves. You know, I'm going to be honest. It's your fault, friends, that we're doing this. Yeah. Week after week,
you have only yourselves to blame.
You have only yourselves to blame for keeping this show alive and kicking, especially those incredibly loyal supporters who support the show at patreon.com/itsathing at the shout out level, and for whom we create an artisanal product every week to give you the flowers that you deserve.
Oh, and I'm giving flowers. I like that.
Excited about this week's, because this week it includes one of my favorite things. It's based on the product description of Bisquick.
Oh, Bisquick. Every pantry. You can do anything with Bisquick.
Oh, yeah.
You can build a house with it if you need to.
Probably, yeah. It's spackle. It's straight up spackle is what it is. But you can make a chicken and dumpling soup in like no time flat. And everybody's
pancakes, happy. Side dishes, girl dinner right out of Bisquick.
Amazing. In fact, shall we begin?
Yes. This versatile Benjamin Forrest can be used for biscuits, muffins, pancakes, waffles, and even Jake Woods. From hot, fluffy Andrew Bradley to moist, crumbly Eric Duncan, bake Gabriel Cohen-worthy breakfast dishes with this all-purpose Joe Hood. Just add Laura Abel and Kevin Sill to start crafting a Valor Trucks-friendly Louis St. Amour spread.
Serve your creations with a buffet of delicious toppings like syrups, whipped cream, sliced fruit, AJ Venturella, and more. It's time to start a new Mike Akins tradition. Morris Jones has been creating Lee Price favorites since 1931. Use James C. Smith for delicious and easy to prepare breakfast dishes for any time of the day.
Huh. Bisquick is a year older than my dad.
I didn't know that Bisquick was leaning so hard into breakfast, because you can make a lot of like biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the chicken and dumplings are a household favorite.
I guess Bisquick is least common at lunch. Not that you can't make lunch things with it, but breakfast and dinner are kind of its main operating
Bisquick
theater.
Is so good. Mm-hmm. I want chicken and dumplings. That is too hot.
Ooh,
it's so good. You got some just leftover chicken and like chicken broth and maybe some carrots and then you just boil the dumplings on there.
I would
be getting that, but I'm getting Popeye's girl dinner, so.
I don't know what I'm eating. Now I want it to be chicken, though, and dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Might have to be. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to It's a Thing. Thank you so much for supporting the show at patreon.com/itsathing. Did I hear a gasp?
Chicken and a biscuit.
Oh, what?
You can also support the show by buying some things through our affiliate links. We should add chicken and a biscuit, I guess. Look for them in the show notes or over at our shopping page, itsathing.me/shop. You can also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.